Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Giving honor to God, to each and every one of you. Amen. We bless God for being, amen, back on the air one more time. Amen. This is the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where everybody is somebody. Everybody's welcome. Amen. To worship the Lord with us this night. We give God glory. We give God praise for the great things that he has done. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We give honor to our visionary and founder of this great Prayer News Network. Amen. In the person of Minister Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God and for her obedience. Amen. To obey the voice of God and to step out on God's word. And because of that, tonight we are all here because somebody obeyed the voice of God. Amen. Are you glad tonight? Amen. Are you glad for what the Lord has done? Truly, amen. We are glad, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, we are glad. We are rejoicing. Our hearts are made glad. Amen. To see God, amen, at work in each one of our lives. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners, those of you that are on the line, amen, right now, and even for those that are yet to get on the line tonight. Amen. Because, amen, God is gathering his people from every nation, from the north, south, east, and west. God is gathering his people together so that we can give God a glorious praise. Amen. David said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. It's a blessing for us to come together. Amen. Just so we can bless the name of the Lord. And why wouldn't you want to bless God? Why wouldn't you not want to bless God? Amen. For all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. David said, my soul shall boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. That's what we come to do tonight, is to magnify the Lord. Amen. And to exalt his name together. Amen. So we just give God praise. We love the Lord. Amen. We're yet saved. We're yet sanctified. Amen. We do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a burning fire. Amen. To do God's will. Amen. I'm encouraged tonight through, amen, all the word of God that's been coming forth. Amen. Through the prayers that have been going up, God is as yet continuously strengthening my heart. Amen. I pray that he's doing the same thing for you. Amen. That you feel encouraged, inspired, motivated, rejuvenated. Amen. Just to, amen, run on and see what the end is going to be. I heard about the end. I read about the end. The Lord knows I want to see it for myself. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for this night. We're so grateful. Amen. We count it another blessing that the Lord, amen, has allowed us to see this day. Amen. We pray that you had a productive day. We pray that, amen, you was able to get everything done that you needed to get done this day. But most of all, we pray that you kept your mind stayed on Jesus and that God kept you even when you wasn't able to keep yourself, because he's a keeper. Amen. The Lord is a keeper. Amen. He's a shade upon our right hand. Amen. The Lord, he don't slumber, nor neither does he sleep. Amen. But the Lord, he watches out over us, his people. Amen. Day and night. Even when we're not looking out for ourselves, God is yet watching over us. And for that, amen, we owe God a praise. Amen. We owe God, amen, the best praise that we can give him. Amen. That's what we ought to do tonight. We ought to give God the best, biggest praise that we can give him. Because a great God deserves a great praise. Amen. Yes, he does. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. For this night, we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Once you take time, amen, to invite somebody out to the Prayer News Network, amen, tell them, let them know that the broadcast is on. Amen. That we're on air and that we are live. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers for you to reach out to us to request a copy of tonight's broadcast, along with any other broadcast that you may so desire. Amen. I tell you, God has been sending forth his word, even over the airways. The word of God is going out. Amen. God is sending out his word. Amen. To everybody, the saved and the unsaved, the word of God is going out to each and every one. Amen. So we just thank God tonight. Amen. We come to be blessed of God tonight. We know that God has a blessing, amen, in store for us tonight. Amen. Whatever the doctor orders, that's just what, amen, he's going to give us. Amen. So, God, he's going to give us, amen, what we need tonight. He's going to meet us at our need. Amen. And once God gives us our needs, he said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Amen. God's going to grant your needs. Amen. And he'll give you the desires of your heart, as long as they're according to his will. You see, sometimes our desires are not, amen, lined up with the will of God. So God, he will grant those desires, because those desires can hinder us. They can stop us, and they could cause us to lose focus on God. Amen. But God, he'll give us the desires of our heart, according to his will and according to righteousness. And that's what we want. We want what God wants for us. Amen. We don't want what we want for ourselves. Amen. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And Lord knows we don't want to die and lose our soul because of our selfish ways. But we want to say yes to the will of God. Amen. And then surrender. Say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. And we just thank God for, amen, this night. Thank God for all my advisors. Amen. That the Lord has blessed to be a part of this great outreach ministry. Amen. Each one of them, amen, in their proper places. Thank God for all my prayer warriors. Those, amen, that, amen, have a mind to stand and they have to intercede. Amen. For each and every one that's standing in need of prayer, for the world as a whole, for friends, family, loved ones. Amen. Those that are sick and shut in. Amen. Those that are incarcerated. Amen. Somebody is praying, amen, in behalf of these. Sometimes we can't even pray for ourselves. Amen. Sometimes we don't have the strength to pray for our own self, or sometimes we're just not able. Our bodies may be afflicted. We're just not able to pray for ourselves as we ought. But God, amen, he has prayer warriors. He has, amen, intercessors standing in the gap, interceding in our behalf. Amen. And God, amen, he's honoring the prayers, amen, that are going up on this line. Amen. We're so grateful for that tonight. We know that God, he is a prayer answering God. Amen. We pray according to his will. Amen. God, he answers. Amen. We're grateful. We know that we serve the true and the living God. Amen. So we just thank the Lord, amen, this night. Thank you as you're still coming into the prayer room. Amen. Still coming in. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're your visionary and founder is, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Amen. Let's have a good time tonight. Amen. Are you looking to have a good time in Jesus? Amen. Did you come to lift up Jesus? He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. We lift Jesus up. He will draw all men unto himself. And that's what we want tonight. We want the Lord to draw all men, all walks of life, all nationality. Amen. From everywhere, all across the world, we want men to be drawn to Jesus. Amen. So this is what we're here for. Amen. To reach the lost souls of men and to strengthen, amen, the body of Christ. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. We thank God for, amen, all that the Lord is doing in our lives. Amen. I know you got testimonies. I know God has been blessing you. God has been, amen, strengthening you and keeping you. Amen. We just, amen, rejoice with you tonight. My Bible tells me to rejoice with them that do rejoice. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're rejoicing. We're helping you to rejoice in the Lord and to praise God for what he's, amen, has done in your life, and even in advance for what he's going to do, amen, in each one of our lives. We thank God for all of our listeners, those, amen, that are listening from, amen, other countries, our international listeners. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of our international listeners. Amen. Those that call in from Bermuda, the Virgin Islands, China, Cambodia, South Africa. Amen. The UK, Uganda, Haiti. Amen. Just all over the world. Italy. Amen. We Germany. Amen. The word of God is going out. those that are calling in from Puerto Rico, amen. The word of God is going out. It's reaching the souls of men. We thank God for all of our international listeners, for every nationality, every country, amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Those of you on the other side of the globe, amen. We praise God for you. We thank God, amen, that you found, amen, this prayer line to be a blessing, amen, into your life. Amen. We thank you for your response. We thank you for your feedback. We thank you for your, amen, your prayer request that you're sending in. And we want you to know, amen, we're praying for you. Amen. We are laying hands on the prayer request. Amen. We're praying, amen, that God will meet your needs. And we know he will. Amen. We know he will because, amen, our prayers are not going unanswered. God is honoring our prayers. Amen. So we're praying for you. We're praying over the prayer request. We want you to know, amen, we got your prayer request, and we are yet praying over your prayer request. And we're believing God, amen, that you're going to get the effects of prayer, and you're going to see God at work in your life. Amen. So we thank God for you. We want you to keep sending in your prayer request. Amen. Keep sending in your prayer requests because we are receiving them. We are, amen, reading them, and we are praying over each and every one, amen, that's coming our way. Amen. So we thank God for you. We thank God for, amen, our Blog Talk Radio listeners, each and every one of our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. For, amen, tuning into this broadcast. Amen. Want you to know we're praying for you. Amen. Your prayer request. Amen. Whatever the need is, we're praying. We're touching and agreeing in faith, believing that God is going to work it out in your life and that God is going to, amen, amen, provide, make provisions for you. And even those that are requesting salvation, a closer walk with the Lord, want to get to know the Lord in a better way. We're praying for you, too, that God may grant just that for you, that you may have a closer walk with the Lord and that you may get to know God in the power of his resurrection. Amen. So we thank God for all of our Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for those that are listening through, amen, amen, Facebook, all of our Facebook listeners. Amen. We want you, amen, to, amen, share this broadcast, amen, with, amen, others. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, amen, now, and that this is the live recorded broadcast. Amen. And amen. You can, amen, hear the broadcast, amen, on Facebook by going to our Facebook page, and there you will find, amen, hear the broadcast for tonight. And then even our other broadcasts, you can click on the link, amen, listen to our broadcast that have been recorded live on Facebook. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. We do give honor to our leaders. Amen. To those, amen, our covering. To those, amen, that have, amen, prepared the way. Amen. Even made it possible for us to be where we are in Christ Jesus this day. Amen. We thank God for the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. And S.T. James. Amen. Family Mother James and S.T. James Ministry. Amen. Thank God for the man of God. Amen. He has gone on, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen. But thank God, amen, for the work that he has, amen, worked, amen, while he was here on earth, amen, and how that his work is yet, amen, going on, amen. Somebody said, may the work I've done speak for me, amen. We thank God, amen, for him. We thank God for the other presiding bishops and, amen, overseers and leaders. Thank God for every pastor. Thank God for your pastor. Amen. Thank God for my pastor. Amen. We just thank God for the men and women of God. Amen. That's taken a stand for holiness. That's taken a stand for righteousness. Amen. We give God the glory. We give God praise. Amen. Thank God for all of our mothers in Zion. Amen. Thank God for the mothers in Zion, each and every one of them. Amen. The women of wisdom. Amen. Then they are to teach their younger women, amen, how, amen, to live for the Lord and be a vessel of honor. And we thank God for all our mothers in Zion. Amen. Want you to know we appreciate you. Appreciate your sacrifice of love. Appreciate your commitment, your devotion. Amen. We appreciate everything, amen, that you have done and yet do it, amen, for the body of Christ. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. We want you, amen, to reach out, amen, to others. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we are on live. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. As that's four stated at the end of the broadcast, We will give you two numbers where you will be able to, amen, reach out, amen, and request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the word of God, for all of our speakers that have been coming forth on this line. Amen. Truly, God has been sending some awesome word. Amen. Some awesome word has been coming forth on this line. And I'm yet feasting off of the word of God that I have been hearing. And I thank God. God has a way that's mighty sweet. Amen. He knows how to strengthen us. He knows how to encourage our hearts. Amen. God, he knows, amen, what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Why? Because he's just that kind of God. He's all that in a bag of chips and so much, so much more. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Thank God for our prayer warriors. Amen. I think I already acknowledged them, but thank God for our prayer warriors. Amen. Those, amen, that are afflicted at this time, we want you to know we're praying for you. Amen. We're calling your name out that God may restore, amen, your health, your strength, amen, and pick you up and, amen, allow you to carry on to do the sweet will of God, amen. So we're praying for each and every one of those, amen, that may be afflicted in their bodies tonight, amen. So we just pray, and we know prayer changes things, amen. We got so much to pray for and to pray about, people, God. There's not a time for us to become idle. There's no time for us to, amen, become relaxed, amen, because there's so much work that needs to be done in the earth, amen. If we don't do it, who else is going to do it? Amen. So we want to work while it is day, because when night cometh, no man shall be able to work. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. We want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. For us to, amen, have our prayer of sanctification of the line. Amen. We want, amen, the pathway to be clear.
The recording has started.
Amen. We want to prepare the way of the Lord. We know we cannot go to God any kind of way. Psalm 66 and 18. Amen. That's our theme scripture for this line. It says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. We don't want nothing, amen, harboring or hiding in our heart that's going to keep us from reaching God and getting our breakthrough. Amen. But we want to clear the way. We want to get forgiveness. We want to ask God for amen, forgiveness. Amen. We want to repent for the remission of our sins. Amen. Whether known or unknown, sometimes we're not aware, amen, that we have offended someone or we have done something that wasn't pleasing in the sight of God. But when God, amen, amen, that's why we got to repent, amen, for sins known and unknown. And sometimes God will reveal it to us. He'll let us know, amen, that this was not my will or this wasn't pleasing in my sight. And once we come to the realization, the knowledge of the truth and the knowledge of our wrong, amen, we got to repent. We got to ask God for forgiveness, amen, so we could go on, amen, and please the Lord. So tonight we want to pray. Maybe today, amen, maybe today was a trying day. Maybe you said something you had no business saying. Maybe you was listening to some gossip that you had no business listening to. Maybe you was the one that was gossiping, amen, saying idle words that you should not have been saying. Amen. Maybe you had a thought, amen, in your mind that wasn't holy, wasn't pure. But tonight we can go to God in prayer and ask God, amen, for forgiveness and sanctification. Amen. Well, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, to give every good and perfect gift, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you, oh God, for allowing your people to come together on this prayer line just one more time. Father God, you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Father God, we need you each and every day. We realize that we can't even move without you. We can't breathe without you. Father God, we can do nothing without you. But with you, we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, as we come to you with thanksgiving given in our heart. We come with a praise tonight. We come and give you glory. We come, oh God, that we bless you with the fruit of our lips. We want you to accept our praise tonight. We want you to accept our worship tonight. Oh God, we want to lift up holy hands right where we are tonight, in our homes, oh God, in our cars, on our workplace, wherever we may be tonight. We want to lift up holy hands without wrath and doubt. And in the mighty name of Jesus, now Lord, we glorify you tonight. Oh God, you are a great God.
God. You deserve a mighty great praise tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us all day long. We thank you for keeping our minds stayed on thee. We thank you for keeping us in the hour of temptation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you didn't allow Satan to overtake us. You didn't allow the devil to overthrow us, God. But we're here because of your mercy. We're here because of your grace. Oh, God, your love, God. And because of your mercy, we are not consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Oh, God, we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for a roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you for the food on the table. Thank you for the shoes that we have on our feet. Oh, God, we thank you for making provisions for us. You keep right on blessing us. You keep right on opening up doors. That amen seem to be closed. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said you will open a door that no man can close. You said you will close a door that no man can open. Because I have little strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are the most wise God. Oh, God, you're so wise. You're too wise to make a mistake. You're too wise to mess up. In the name of Jesus. For we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. We love you tonight. We've been called according to your purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. Bless your holy name tonight. We come to bless you tonight. We come to praise you tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times. And praise shall continuously be in our mouths. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the good times. Even in the not so good times. Help me to bless you, Lord. Help me to lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence coming my help? My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Oh, God, we ask you tonight. Oh, God, to strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Anchor our souls tonight on every leaning side. Hold us up tonight, Jesus. Don't let us fall. In the name of Jesus. And we come to you tonight, Lord. We ask you shine your light. Shine your light down from heaven. Down on our souls. You find anything that should not be. We're praying tonight, God. We're asking you in faith that you would take it out, Lord. Oh, God, cleanse us through and through. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from the works of the flesh. Oh, Jesus, I know you ain't the Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand. We want to go all the way. We want to just be right. We just want to be right. We want to be right tonight. Make us right, Lord. Make us right, Lord. Purify us tonight through the word of God. Cleanse us. Oh, God, wash us in the blood of the Lamb. Make us whole tonight. Make us whole. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them that are bound. Set the captive free, Lord. We know you have a Lord. Save the unsaved tonight. Oh, God, those that are in need of a blessing tonight. Those that stand in need of a breakthrough. Oh, God, we pray you will grant it unto them. Oh, God, give them the desires of their heart according to your will tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, not by works. No, God, not by works that any man should boast. But by the grace of God we're saved tonight. For by grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. We thank you for the gift of grace tonight. We thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for making us whole tonight. Oh, God, we glorify you. We love you tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless everyone on the line. Bless everyone yet to come on the line. Bless them right now, Lord. You draw all men tonight. Draw them by your word. Let your word word go out, in power and demonstration, let your word, oh God, heal the sick, you sent your word, and heal them, in the name of Jesus, send your word tonight, and heal that heart, heal that spirit tonight, those that have got broken hearts, those that are broken in spirit, oh God, send your anointing, oh God, to heal, oh God, set the captive free, those that are captivated, in their own minds, in their souls tonight, those that are captivated, behind prison walls, deliver, Lord, deliver, Lord, deliver, Lord, hallelujah, deliver them, Lord, go into the prison walls, oh God, and deliver them, open the prison doors, set the captive free, we fear God, we fear with the Holy Ghost, give us a double portion, oh God, free spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we know you can, oh Lord, we know you will, fight every battle tonight, Lord, Father God, we know this battle's not ours. But the battle belongeth unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask, oh God, look on those that are in the hospital tonight. Oh God, go, oh God. Oh God, send your angels to walk up and down every wing. Walk up and down every hallway of the hospital. Go into every room tonight. Oh God, go by every bedside, God. Send your angels to come down and minister. Oh God, to the sick and the shut in. Oh God, touch them with your finger of love. Oh God, breathe on them tonight. Oh God, send restoration back into their bodies. Restore their health tonight, God. Restore their strength tonight, God. Raise them up off their sick bed. Give them a testimony tonight. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that you're able. Work a miracle tonight, Lord. God, work a miracle tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on those that are affected by COVID tonight. Oh God, those, oh God, who have tested positive. Those, oh God, that are experiencing symptoms right now. We pray that you will heal them, God. Look on missionary Dorothy Fan. Oh God, heal her body tonight. Oh God, touch her right now, God. Reach down for her to touch her, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, touch her right now, Lord. One touch from you will make everything all right. One touch from you, Lord. Oh God, we know that you're able, Lord. Look on Vantage Gale tonight, Lord. Oh God, touch her body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she's recuperating, God, oh God, give her the strength, Lord, oh God, help her to do your will, oh God, look on each and every one on the prayer list, name called and night called, those that are desiring prayers right now, look on our listeners, oh God, from the, oh God, from the other countries, our international listeners, God. Answer their prayers tonight. Grant their petitions tonight, Lord. According to thy will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Oh, God, bless every listener, God, that have tuned in by way of radio tonight. Oh, God, let the sound go out through the airways tonight. Let the sound reach where it needs to reach tonight. Let the word do what it needs to do tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word convict somebody's heart unto repentance. And cause them to cry out unto you, say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, remember those, oh God, that are grieving, that have lost loved ones. We pray that you'll be a comforter unto them. We pray that you will be strength, oh God, even in the time of their weakness. Oh God, your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Father God, you brought us through. I know you can bring them through. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you will put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. But with that, you will provide a way of escape. In the mighty name of Jesus, make a way, Lord. Make a way, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you the honor tonight. Bless your servant tonight that shall come forth and deliver the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your messenger tonight. Oh, God, touch the, oh, God, your servant's body tonight. Touch your handmaid's body tonight, God. Send a fresh anointing over the airways tonight. Quicken us by your spirit tonight. Oh, God, cause us to sit in heavenly places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. We shall be the lenders and not the borrowers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to live up to your word. Help us to live up to your standards. Let your word come alive in our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, manifest yourself in our lives. Oh, God, prove to the world that you are God and beside you there is no other, and that you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We love you and we thank you. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this night. Thank you for what you're yet about to do for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we praise you. We bless you. We give you the glory. This prayer we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory. I'm going to say that one more time. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. And he will give you. And he will give you. And he will give you the victory. Amen. Can we give God some glory tonight? Come on and give God some glory tonight. Come on and open your mouth and give God some glory. Come on and put your hands together and give God some glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Give God the glory tonight. Come on and give God the glory. He's worthy tonight. God is worthy tonight. Give God the glory. And he will give you the victory. Amen. When the praises of God are going up, amen, then the blessings come down. Amen. We want to send up the praises so that God can send down the blessings this night. Amen. Give God the glory, and he will give you the victory. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for prayer. Amen. We know that prayer changes things. Amen. We know that prayer works. Amen. When nothing else seems to work, prayer works. Amen. Have you tried prayer? Have you tried, amen, praying about it? Amen. Prayer really does work. Amen. We thank God for the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It availeth much. Amen. We thank God, amen, tonight for all things. Amen. We're not going to tarry. Amen. Tonight. Amen. We're going to, amen. We do have a speaker tonight. Amen. We don't want to stand in the way of our speaker. Amen. That they can have time to come forth and deliver God's word. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for our speaker. Amen. Amen. And she's no stranger. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God for our speaker tonight. Amen. She's no stranger to the line. Amen. She has become part of us. Amen. And just like we have the Blog Talk Radio, amen, listeners, amen, she too is a radio personality. Amen. She, amen, is, amen, she has a radio, amen, broadcast as well. Amen. With Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And at the end of the, amen, the, amen, program. Amen. She will give you her information as well concerning her broadcast. We thank God for this woman of God for her willingness. I thank God, amen. She's a part, amen, of the ministry, amen, that I belong to, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Amen. We come out of the same ministry. Amen. So I can say and I can endorse her, amen, that she loves the Lord, that she's saved through the blood of Jesus. She's sanctified through the truth. She had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and she loved the Lord. Amen. She loves doing the will of God. She loves God's word. Amen. And it shows, it's evident in her life. Amen. That she loves, amen, doing the will of God. Amen. She's so willing every time we call. Amen. She's so willing to answer the call. And we appreciate the woman of God tonight. Amen. She's the pastor of Holy Temple. Amen. Church of God out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. She's a mother of three. Amen. She's a grandmother. Amen. She just does it all. She's a musician. Amen. In case you didn't know, amen, she's a musician. She plays the guitar herself. Amen. She plays the drums. Amen. So she's a woman, amen, of many hats as well. Amen. And God has blessed her with a lot of ability, amen, for the kingdom of God. So tonight, without any further amen ado, we're going to move on out the way. We're going to present our speaker for tonight in the person of our own Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, pastor of Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord as she come forth and deliver God's word. God bless you, woman of God. You now have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So happy to be back one more time on the Prayer News Network. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Thank the Lord for this opportunity, and I am definitely happy to do something for the Lord. Every opportunity I get, I just want God to be glorified. I just want God to have his way. And I truly thank the Lord for just looking down on a wretch like me and having mercy on me. And I'm so glad that the Lord converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. And I'm happy to be back with you on tonight. And I thank God for you and for your prayers. I thank God for this great ministry. It's a blessing indeed. And for those of you who have tuned in tonight, I thank God for you, for your listening support, for everything that you do, your prayers, and everything else. And to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we are in our first session district meeting, as it was mentioned. And I have been enjoying the word of God and the services of the Lord. We had our service on last night and one tonight. And I didn't realize that I would be the speaker for tonight in our district meeting, so I just had to go back to back. Amen. So tonight, the same message I preached for the service of about an hour or so ago, it would be the same message tonight. So I ask you to pray along with me as we prepare to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks to you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, O God, for having mercy upon us. And, Lord, we come before you right now asking that you will speak to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds, O God, and minister to our souls through your word. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. And whoever is listening to this word tonight, Lord, we pray, God, that you will reach their heart in a way that they have never experienced before and bless abundantly. We ask it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us go to the word of God. And I will be reading from the King James Version Bible, starting with the book of St. Luke. As a matter of fact, that's where my scriptures will be taken from, the book of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. And I know there are a lot of verses in that chapter, but we're just going to skip about here and there in this chapter, if it be the Lord's will. Start with St. Luke 22, verses 1 through 7, 14 to 23, 27 to 32. And 39 to 44. So St. Luke 22 and 1 reads, "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him," referring to Jesus, "for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surname Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. Going to verse 14, and when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man that by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing.
Muted.
27. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Verse 39. And he came out and went, and as he went to the Mount of Olives, Verse 39. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scripture. And again, I thank God for this passage of scripture, so enlightening and encouraging at the same time, very thought-provoking and revealing. And tonight, I will leave a thought with you, and that is surrender to the Lord. And as a subtitle, it is Last Call. Surrender to the Lord, Last Call. In this passage of scripture, Jesus was coming close to the time for him to be offered up on the cross, the time that he had already spoken to his disciples about, that time was at hand. And in the meanwhile, while he was preparing for the Passover, the enemy could see that salvation for all the whole world was coming to pass as God had intended by sending Jesus to die on the cross to take away the sins of the world, to give us that right to the tree of life, hallelujah, the right to eternal life and to be with him for eternity. So about this time, the chief priests and scribes, they were seeking a way to kill Jesus. And they did it in a subtle manner, in a way that is behind covers. In other words, under the cover of darkness, they sought this way because they feared the people. They didn't want the people to know how bad they wanted to kill Jesus, because the people regarded and respected Jesus as a prophet, the Son of God, for those who believed. And so they didn't want to seem like they weren't about God. Nevertheless, at the same time, Satan entered into Judas, the one that would betray Jesus. He was one of the 12 disciples, one of the 12 apostles. And Satan entered into him and took complete control. And then Judas went his way and he communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray Jesus. And then they got glad because they had an insider, somebody that they could work with close enough to kill Jesus. And so they were really glad and they entered into a covenant to give Judas money. And so Judas, in a return, he promised that he would seek an opportunity to betray Jesus to them. And this was all done in the absence of the multitude, when they were away from everyone else, no doubt somewhere behind closed doors. Glory to God. And so the day came for the unleavened bread, or rather the Passover, to be killed. And Jesus had made, sent two disciples to make preparations for the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles, and he began to talk to them and to minister to them. And he said, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. He had already let them know what to expect, that he would suffer these things, that he would even die on the cross. He had already told them these things. Hallelujah. And before he suffered that, he wanted to have this last supper with them, the last Passover. That was the last supper that he would have with them on the earth. Praise the Lord. And so he went on to say to them, letting them know that he would no more eat Passover until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. In other words, this is the last time I'm going to do this before I leave this world. And then the next time we sit down to eat together, it'll be in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Then we'll sup together at that time. He also let them know about the cup with the fruit of the vine in it. The same thing. I'm not going to eat or drink with you anymore after this until we are together in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But he reminded them to do this every so often in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. And he explained that this cup was the New Testament in his blood, which is shed for you. He did this to show, or rather to demonstrate, how he was going to shed his blood on the cross. Hallelujah. This blood is the New Testament. Glory to God. His promise to us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. He didn't have to do this, but because of love and because he was willing to submit to the will of God, he gave his life. He laid down his life. And when he laid it down for a few days, he had the power to take it up again. Also, Jesus revealed at that Last Supper that the one who would betray him was sitting right there, and his hand was on the table with him. Oh, glory be to God. And he explained, saying, truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. The scriptures spoken of concerning Jesus, the prophecies that were recorded were being fulfilled and coming to pass at this time. Amen. It wasn't going to stop the work of God, regardless of what the enemy was doing, no matter how he tried to run interference, no matter what the truce was that he had with the chief priests and captains, it wasn't going to stop the plan of God, because God surely has a plan of salvation for us. And no one and nothing can get in the way of the will of God. And what God wants to do, nobody can stop it. Praise the Lord. So Jesus knew that he had to go the way it was prophesied in the scripture. But he said also that woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Oh, glory be to God. And the disciples, they became concerned, and they wondered who was going to do this thing. And they did some self-examinations and asking around, even amongst themselves, saying, is it I, Lord? Who is it? Who's going to do this? And with us, we need to carefully examine ourselves. We need to do some soul searching. Praise the Lord, because sometimes there are things that God wants us to do, and we have not surrendered to the will of God. We continue to go in our own way and do things that God is not pleased with. Praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you tonight and urge you to say yes to the will of God and surrender to him. And the word surrender, meaning to yield to the power, control, or possession of another, to give up completely. So whatever you're holding on to and whatever seems to be blocking you or hindering you, You need to give it up completely. Hallelujah. And submit to the will of God, because one of these times is going to be the very last time. Just like this setting here and the events that took place leading up to the Passover, that was going to be the last supper. Hallelujah. And we stand in the place of a last call when the Lord is calling us to do something for him, calling us out of our own self-will ways, calling us, hallelujah, from the things that are displeasing to him. And there will be a last call, and I urge you to surrender to the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jesus, he went on to talk to his disciples, and he began to explain to them concerning the hereafter and being in the kingdom of God. And he asked them a question, saying, whether is greater, which one is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Oh, hallelujah. Is not he that sitteth at meat, that's the one, am among you as he that serveth? He came humble and as a servant in the capacity of serving. Oh, praise the Lord. But it was time for him to return to his home in glory, where he was going to sit at meat, oh, glory be to God, and be served. And he said to them, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. You are the ones who stayed when everyone else turned their back on me and left and walked away. Hallelujah. He even looked at them and asked them, will ye also go? But they stayed with him in his temptation. And therefore, he said to them, I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You stayed with me in my temptations. You didn't run off, but you stayed right here. Oh, praise the Lord. And for that, you are appointed a kingdom. Glory to God. As God had given it to Jesus, he appointed it unto his disciples. Praise the Lord. To give them the opportunity to eat and drink at his table in his kingdom. Praise the Lord. And when we meet Jesus, we can sit down at the table of the Lord and sup with him. Praise God. It was the last supper, but he told them that they would be sitting at meat with him, kingdom. And also he wanted to let Simon Peter know. He told him that Satan had desired to have him, that he may sift him as wheat. That's all the enemy wants to do. He wants to destroy everybody's life. As Jesus said in St. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Lord wants to give us life, but Satan, that thief, he wants to take our lives. He wants to destroy our lives, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus assured Peter, saying, but I have prayed for thee. Well, thank you, Lord, that thy faith fail not. So Jesus, he was looking out for Peter because he could see down through the line of time what the enemy had set up for him. He had a trap for him. He wanted to sift him as wheat and destroy his life. Jesus let him know that he had prayed for him, that his faith fell not, and told Peter when he's converted to strengthen his brethren. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Peter actually thought that he could die with Jesus. He thought he was ready, but he wasn't ready. He needed to be converted. Hallelujah. He needed to be fully committed. He needed to surrender completely to the will of God. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus had prayed for him. And when the day of Pentecost came, he was converted. And he stood up, and he did strengthen the brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, once he had gotten down to the Mount of Olives, his disciples followed him there. And when he had gotten to the place, he told them to pray that they enter not into temptations. And we have to be mindful that we should always pray so that we don't enter into temptation. Because when God is giving us something to do or telling us, laying something on our heart or directing us to do or go somewhere, we could enter into temptation by refusing or not willing to obey the voice of the Lord. Satan is always trying to run interference. If the Lord is leading you to go out and give somebody a plate of food, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the enemy might tell you, well, it's cold outside. It's snowing or it's raining. And well, you don't feel like it. Surrendering to the will of God, it could be your last call. So when the Lord is summoning you and he's calling you and leading you to do something or go somewhere, surrender and say yes to the will of God, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how you feel. Oh, praise the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. So Jesus, he explained to them that they should pray so that they don't enter into temptation. In the meanwhile, he went a little ways from them, and he got down on his knees, and he prayed, saying to the Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Oh, but he humbled himself, and he was willing to completely surrender to the will of God and said to the Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, thank you, Lord. And at that moment, the angel of the Lord came from heaven and strengthen Jesus. And that's what God will do for you and for me and for everyone who is willing to surrender to his will, to everyone who will wholeheartedly say yes to the Lord and surrender. And it's not about us, and recognize, not my will, but thy will be done. So the angel came down and strengthened Jesus. And Jesus, being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. So this is our example, how Jesus surrendered, how he did this for you and for me. He prayed more earnestly. Glory to God. And he prayed so until his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Oh, glory to God. It was a shadow of things to come. when he would be up on the cross and the blood would stream down, down to the ground, great drops of blood streaming down. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for our salvation, for our deliverance. Amen. For our healing, for everything for us. Glory be to God. So tonight, surrender to the will of God. Surrender to the Lord. Don't hesitate. Oh, praise God. But yield to the power, control, or possession of God. Give up completely. Thing that you're holding on to and God's not pleased with it, let it go. Just let it go, because it's not worth you losing out with the Lord. And pay attention to everything that was happening during this particular time as Jesus set that example before his disciples and the promises that he made. So one day, glory to God, okay, we do in remembrance of him, we have communion, praise the Lord, and we do this in remembrance of the Lord, but one day we will sup with him in his kingdom. Glory to God, that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what I'm living for. Amen. To be able to sit down at the table of the Lord in his kingdom and sup with him. Oh, glory be to God. And at the same time, know this, that the enemy is in communication with anyone who is willing to let the devil use them. Anyone who has an opening and let the devil come in and take control, he's working through them to put a stop to us, the people of God. To anyone who desires to surrender to the Lord, anyone who desires to do the will of God, Satan is working against you and seeking a way to overthrow you and to destroy you. Hallelujah. But pray that you enter not into temptation. And if you're having a hard time surrendering to the will of God, it's important to know this, that when you pray and humble yourself before God, he will send an angel to strengthen you, to help you to surrender to his will. Praise God. And about Saul, who was later, his name was changed to Paul, in the beginning, when he was trying to kick against the pricks, when he was going in his own way, doing his own thing and what he believed. He was causing a lot of problems for the people of God, the believers of Jesus Christ, the disciples of Christ. And he sought letters, went to the high priest and got these letters, and that gave him the authority to go to Damascus and go into the synagogue. Anybody he found who was worshiping the Lord Jesus or calling on the name of Jesus, whether it be men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And that was his mission. He was one that was persecuting the church. He was ridiculing the church. He was consenting to the death of the people of God. All of this he was doing. Oh, but one day, while he was on this mission to get to Damascus and to lock up the people of God and bind them up, oh, praise God, along the way, Jesus appeared on the scene, he suddenly shined all around him like a bright light from heaven, and he was knocked down to the ground, and also he lost his eyesight, and there he was laying down on the ground. Oh, my Lord, and he heard the voice of Jesus, and Jesus called him by his name, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And when Saul heard the voice of Jesus, he asked him, saying, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And when he said that, it made me think about if we don't surrender to the will of God, it means that we're trying to kick against the pricks. We're trying to find a way around surrendering to God and doing what God wants us to do. But this man, having this authority from the high priest, and when I looked up this word, that authority, meaning he was granted the same authority as if it was the high priest himself, but on his behalf, the letters were written to give this man that authority, and all this that he had in that moment when he was on the ground and had lost his sight, he was helpless. And those letters with this authority didn't mean nothing to God. Hallelujah. So at that time he surrendered. He began to yield to the power, control, and possession of Jesus Christ. He gave up completely. And the Bible lets us know that he was trembling and astonished. And he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And many of us don't do that. We don't say to him, Lord, what will you have me to do? And this man had just had this encounter with Jesus and came to the realization that he had no power. He had no authority. He had nothing. He was completely helpless. And he cried out to the Lord with fear and trembling, completely astonished, him saying, Lord. He reverenced the Lord. He recognized him and said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Thank you, Jesus. And he was given instructions as to what he should do. He couldn't hear the voice of the Lord while he was trying to kick against the pricks, while he was trying to stop everyone else from serving the Lord. He couldn't hear the voice of the Lord, but that time came because he was a chosen vessel. He was one that was called by the Lord. And on that day when he was taking it to a level, it was time to put a stop to all of that. He was about to get destroyed, or rather mashed up. Because if we fall on Jesus, he will break us into pieces. But if he falls on us, he will grind us into powder. And therefore, there is no restoration of powder. So he was about to be ground into powder. Oh, glory to God. But he heard the voice of the Lord calling his name, talking to him, and he surrendered. So I say to you, God is yet calling, but one of these times going to be the last call, the very last call. Praise God. Will you have surrendered to the Lord? Will you have done what the Lord called you to do? Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity and more we need to search ourselves. Doesn't matter that we've been praying for 20 years and we've been preaching and reading the Word of God, witnessing the souls, going out doing some missionary work and whatever else we've been doing. Have we completely surrendered to the will of God? Have we told God, not my will, but thy will be done? Hallelujah. That last call is going to come for the very last time, as it was with this Last Supper. One of these times is going to be the last time. Don't let it be said too late for you. Don't continue to get in a way of your own. Don't continue to lean to your own understanding. Don't try to kick against the pricks, because Jesus said it is hard. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Glory be to God. It's better to surrender and say yes to the will of God. It's better if you're in sin and God is calling you out of sin. It's better to repent and surrender to the will of God. Give up your sins. Give up everything, everything that's stopping you from surrendering to the will of God. Praise the Lord. And we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. And at this time, there may be someone who is ready to surrender to the will of God, ready to give up your ways, hallelujah, ready to hear the voice of the Lord and say yes from the bottom of your heart to the depths of your soul. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Though the flesh may not want to go, or flesh may be trying to draw back and stop, don't allow flesh to get in your way, but surrender completely to his will. Hallelujah. Maybe someone is having all kinds of trouble in their lives, and their life seems to be turned upside down, problems everywhere. Have you done any soul searching? Have you inquired as to whether or not you're the one who's kicking against the pricks? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Asking the Lord to have mercy and to help you surrender completely to the will of God. And that can mess up our lives when we don't say yes. We can run into all kinds of issues and problems for not saying yes to the Lord. And sometime when we want to say yes, it's too late. When the Lord wants us to move and to do something, if we don't surrender then, a lot of times we don't get that opportunity back. We don't get that chance back. That was the last call. Hallelujah. But God is a merciful God. He's a God of second chances. He's a God that cares about us, a loving Father whose hand is outstretched to us, giving us another chance to surrender, to repent, to give up, hallelujah, and accept what God allows. At this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to ask you to talk directly to the Lord. Those of you who have a prayer request or any petition that you desire from the Lord, We're going in the presence of God, and we're going to talk to him tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God for the things that we desire. Glory to God. And God, he can hear you. And while we're in his presence, you can make known your request before the Lord. We can't do anything but pray about it, pray along with you and for you. But you're the one who has to ask God. You're the one who has to make known to the Lord your prayer request. Hallelujah. And I'll lead you in prayer to the throne of God. And while we're there, that's when you want to make your request known. Hallelujah. So at this time, let us just think on him. Let us just focus on the Lord. Nothing else at this time, but just think on Jesus. Just in your heart and be sorry for disobeying him or sorry for not surrendering to him. Sorry for committing sins against him. Be sorry for the wrong that you've done or anything that you might not even be aware of, as was stated. Be sorry and repent right now. And as we go to the throne of grace, glory to God, open your heart and speak directly to the Lord and tell him exactly what it is you desire for him to do. And now, as we pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come into your presence. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we humble ourselves before you. And now, Lord, the line is open to everyone who is listening tonight. Lord, I know that your ear is listening to every request. And here we are before your throne and in your presence. And Lord, we ask you to listen. Oh God, listen to the prayer requests that are made this night. If you want to openly say your prayer request, star 6, and tell God what it is you desire. Press star 6 and tell God now what you desire of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All glory to your name, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there one who wants to speak your request directly to the Lord? You have something special you want God to do tonight, or you need him to do, and you want to speak it out. We're praying along with you. We're at the throne of grace. Star 6 and tell God about it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you right now, God. Lord, we thank you for hearing us tonight, Jesus. Lord, we know that you can see us. And Lord, you know what's in our hearts. My God, we ask that you will help us to surrender to you. Help us, Lord, to do your will and to keep your commandments. Lord, give us the strength we need. And my God, help us to keep our faith in you. And Lord, all of these requests that are made right now, the ones who are speaking it out, though we don't hear them, you can hear them, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, those, thank you, Lord Jesus, who are desiring to be healed in their body. We pray for them and along with them, asking in faith that you will heal right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your blood cover. Let it wash right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will lay your hand upon them and let them feel your healing power. Oh, God, from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray right now for those who are battling with COVID. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will work a miracle, that you will heal them, rebuke the virus in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way. We know you're able, Lord. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let the powers of God be manifest. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, oh, my God, move in the hospitals. Go from room to room, Lord, and visit the sick. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let them know that you are present. You're right there to heal them and to raise them up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, for mercy. We ask you right now to look on that soul tonight who is ready to surrender, ready to give up, Lord, and turn away from the world and turn away from their worldly ways. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and forgive their sins. Take away their sins right now while this prayer is being prayed. Oh, God, and hear their cry, Lord Jesus, and come and see about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost, Lord. Fill somebody's soul with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Somebody's been waiting for a breakthrough, Lord, and it seemed like it just won't come around. But we know, God, that in your own time, the breakthrough is coming. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, God, we believe you right now, Jesus, for that breakthrough tonight. Oh, God, somebody's waiting on deliverance. Lord, we pray, God, that you will send forth deliverance. Deliver their souls, Lord. Break the chains right now, God. Loose the shackles in the name of Jesus and cover under your blood. Look on that one who's struggling tonight, oh, God, and having all kinds of doubt. We're praying, Lord, that you will take away those doubts, take away uncertainties, and, Lord, give them the assurance. Help them, Lord, to continue on in the name of Jesus. Lord God, be merciful. Have mercy now and lay your hand on us, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, Lord. We can't even pray except you give us the words to say, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to put a prayer in our heart. Keep it there, oh God, that we may pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord, and keep us and preserve us. Not our will, Lord Jesus, but let your holy will be done. Oh, my God, have your way. We ask you, Lord, to help us to take your word in and apply it to our hearts and live by it daily in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask you to search our hearts, Lord. Whatever is in our heart that you're not pleased with, anything that should not be there, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us and take it away from us, God. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus. Remove it right now, Lord, while we're praying. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. And please, Lord, remember the backslider, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch their mind and their heart. Help them, Lord, to come back home. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to restore their souls. Oh, Lord, let them be reconciled. Oh, God, bring them back home, Lord. We know you are able. Lord, we ask, God, that you will visit those who are incarcerated, those who are detained, Lord Jesus. Make your holy visitation, Lord, stop by in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move in a mighty way. Move right now, Jesus. Save the souls and those, oh, God, who are feeling like there is no hope, feeling like no use in even living. Oh, God, let them know that as long as you are alive, there is hope. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know you are able. Lift heavy burdens. Lift those who are cast down, Lord. Those who are despondent, have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. We are asking you tonight to remember all of those who are on the prayer list. Lord Jesus, there are many prayer lists all around the world, and there are names written on the prayer list. There are prayer requests and petitions written on the prayer list, God, and we ask you to look on every name that is written. We bring these prayer lists before you, and we lift them up before you, Lord, at your throne, oh God, and asking you to look down at every name one by one. Oh God, bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, move in their lives and do wonders, oh God, and every one that is represented by those names, family members, loved ones, acquaintances, everywhere, God, let a blessing come upon them and overtake them, Lord Jesus. And anyone who is not saved, save them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask you also, Lord, to remember the bereaved families tonight, oh God. There are so many families bereaved of their loved ones. There are so many close and loving friends and acquaintances bereaved of someone, Lord Jesus. We are asking you right now to bring comfort. Lord, bring consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, bring it to those families. We pray, God, that your holy angels will be there to uphold them, to help them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch tonight. Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power. Oh, God, we thank you for uplifting our souls, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for everything you've done for us, Lord, for what you're doing right now and for what you're about to do. We praise you tonight, Lord Jesus, that you are worthy of the praise. We give you glory and honor, and we lift up your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the Prayer News Network. Thank you, oh God, for the host and the co-host. We thank you, oh God, for the prayer warriors. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone who works in this ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. And we ask for a special blessing. We ask, God, that you'll expand the ministry, that you'll continue to bless and magnify your name in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, ever have your way and let your holy will be done. Lord God, and we surrender tonight. We surrender to your will, not our will, but thy will be done. And we ask you, oh God, to accept our prayer And anything that we did not mention in this prayer or speak out in this prayer, we ask, God, that you will honor it, that you will bless in the name of Jesus. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless. Minister Manning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yeah, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely, yeah, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul, yes, Lord, completely, yeah. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Can somebody say yes, Lord? Can somebody say yes, Lord? Come on and say yes to the will of God. Come on and say yes to the will of God. Come on and say yes, Lord. Come on and say yes. Tell God yes. Tell God yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. Truly, we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We heard the word of God tonight. All God wants is a yes. God don't want nothing else but a yes. He don't want your excuses. He don't want your reasons why you haven't or why you can't. But all God wants from you tonight is a yes. Have you told God yes tonight? Amen. Have you made that surrender to the will of God? Amen. And tell God yes to his will and to his way. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. So we praise God tonight for such a timely message. Amen. Coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. Amen. God wants a yes from us. He wants a yes from the unsaved. Amen. For you to surrender your life to him. It's time to say yes. Amen. God is calling. It's time for you to answer the call. But he also wants a yes from the people of God. Those that are called by his name. Amen. He wants you to surrender completely through and through and say yes to the will of God. Amen. Lord, here am I. Tell me, what will you have me to do? Amen. We praise God for, amen, that beautiful message tonight. Amen. God, he spoke directly to our spirit. Amen. He let us, amen, know that we have to surrender. Amen. Through and through. And when you surrender through and through, like the preacher said, you will make that complete surrender. You're not going to surrender half of the things, half of yourself, and keep the other back for yourself. But you're going to give it all to God. You're going to let it all go for the sake of Christ. You're going to forsake those things that are not like God. You're even going to forsake your own way, your own will, your own desire, amen, to be saved. I know when I, amen, was ready to surrender to the Lord, amen, I had to forsake my own desires. Amen, things that I desire, things that I wanted, amen, even for my life, I had to forsake it. I had to give it up, amen, for the sake of Christ, just to be saved. Amen, I had to forsake my own life. Amen, I praise God, amen. Amen, God, amen, he wants a yes from us tonight. Amen, he done heard enough excuses. He done heard enough why we haven't gone, why we haven't done, why we haven't. But tonight, God wants somebody that's willing, amen, to do his will. Amen. We praise God, amen, tonight for the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen once again. Amen. We thoroughly enjoyed the word of God. Amen. She, amen, made so many valid points in the Word of God for us to know if we have fully surrendered or we still holding on to things. Amen. God is tugging at our heart. He's dealing with our heart, trying to get us to make that surrender. Amen. You can run, but you can't run away from God. Hallelujah. You can run, but you cannot run away from God. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Thank God for prayer. Amen. We know that prayer, amen, is communication with God. Like the preacher said, you talk to God for yourself. Amen. You make your, amen, request known unto God. Amen. And God will come in and God will move in your behalf once you have yielded yourself unto him. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. People of God, if you so desire to get a copy of tonight's podcast, amen, we urge you, amen, we encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast so you can listen to it again, amen, and so you can pass the word on, share it with somebody else that may not have been on the line tonight, amen, because God wants everybody to surrender. The whole world as a whole needs to surrender, amen, their life back to God, amen. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land, saith the Lord. Amen. If you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to give you two numbers where you can reach out to us to, amen, get a copy of tonight's broadcast. The first number is area code 912-257-3918. Once again, the first number is area code 912-257-3918. Amen. If you so desire, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text his number and let us know that you, amen, requesting a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. To all of our international listeners, those of you that are calling in from other countries, amen, we're going to give you a number so you can also get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp. Amen. For all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, to use WhatsApp and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Upon your request for the broadcast, amen, we will get it to you, amen, speedily. Amen, as soon as possible, Lord's will, because we want you to have the word of God. We want you to be able to listen to the word of God over and over as many times as needed, and we want you to share the word. Spread the word. Amen. Don't keep it to yourself, because somebody needs to hear what the Lord is requiring of them this night, and God is requiring from all of us, amen, a surrender heart, a yielded vessel unto him. So we just praise God tonight once again, amen, for this hour of prayer, for this, amen, Prayer News Network Global, for each one of you, for your patience, how you intensively listen to the word of God. We pray that you take the word of God in and apply it into your daily life, apply it to your heart. Don't turn a deaf ear to the word of God. Amen. Because like the preacher said, the last call. Amen. God is calling us into, amen, judgment. He's calling us, amen, from labor to rest. Amen. And we don't know the day nor the hour. Amen. But just know that our days are numbered, and we want to be ready to answer the call when the call is made for us. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed tonight. Amen. We want you to just keep coming back to this line, because God has greater things in store for you. Let's pray for our visionary, amen, our founder, Evangelist Bradley. Let's keep her in prayer. Call her name out, amen, that God's will be done in her life, even as she herself has yielded her life for the purpose of God and for the purpose of Christ. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to the hands of our speaker. Amen. We want to pray, amen, before we turn it back over to her. We want to pray God's blessings over, amen, our speaker, amen, this night. Heavenly Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your word that we have heard tonight. You sent your word and healed us. Father God, we thank you for sending your word. We thank you for healing through your word tonight. Thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your messenger, for your woman servant, God. We thank you how she came as a yielded vessel unto you to declare your word, God. We pray, oh God, for a double portion of thy spirit to rest upon her in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, strengthen her, quicken her, oh, more God, quicken her mortal body. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Lord, renew her day by day, even in the spirit of her mind, that she may continue to be a warrior, a soldier for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray you will bless her, God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh, God, everything that she endeavors to do in your name, we pray that you will bless it, God. Bless her radio ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let souls be saved. Let souls be delivered. Let the word of God go out and reach the lost souls. Let the word go out and strengthen the saints, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, use her for your will, God. You get the glory out of her life. Bless her home. Bless her family, God. Oh, God, cover her household. Cover her children. Cover her grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless the fruit of her body right now. Oh, God, make provisions for her. Make ways out of no way. Open up closed doors, God. Most of all, open up doors, oh, God, that she may utter your word, that she may speak, amen, what thus saith the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we believe you. We count it done right now. Oh, God, let favor rest upon her. Let favor follow her all everywhere she go, God. Let the favor of God arise in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your will and your glory, we give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We believe God. Amen for great things upon you today, woman of God. Amen. At this time, amen, we're going to turn it back over. Amen to the speaker, amen of the hour, amen, Pastor Sheila Amin, amen for the last say-so and for the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel, and for that prayer. I thank God for it, Evangelist Bradley, and how she obeyed the Lord. Amen. Not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God, and God has truly been manifesting himself. And I just thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in, and may the Lord continue to bless you in a great way. And I'm just always happy to minister along with the people of God. And again, as I stated, as Minister Emmanuel said, how the Lord has put us together. And I don't feel any wise not a part of the Prayer News Network. I'm a minister on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. God has grafted me into this ministry. And I tell you, it's a joy. I'm so happy for what the Lord has done. And I thank God for all of you and for your prayers. And without prolonging the time, I do want to mention that I do have a broadcast, as was mentioned earlier, and the broadcast airs every Friday at 7 p.m., every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number to listen to the broadcast is 319-527-6763. We also have a guest call-in line. If you have a testimony that you would like to give, if you have a song you would like to sing, or if you just have some encouraging words, or you might want to, as a clergy, might want to have remarks after a message that you've heard, if you're listening, you can use our guest call-in line. And you will be on the air with us. And that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code, 7946-408. Or you can listen online going to blogtalkradio.com/MyKings service, Title I School. And again, that is blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title I School. Praise the Lord. And we do thank God for you and for your prayers. And again, we truly thank the Lord for the Prayer News Network Global and how the Lord is using this ministry to reach many souls. And I've heard so many great testimonies and of the great things that the Lord is doing. So I want to encourage you to continue to labor and to do this ministry, to do whatever God gives you to do. And at this time, we're going to just pray a blessing over this ministry. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, and we ask God that you will please bless this great ministry, the Prayer News Network Global. Bless the evangelist Bradley, oh God, and all of those who work along with her in this ministry, all of the co-hosts, Lord, all the advisors, Lord, all the ministers of the Word of God. And we ask you, Lord, to please remember in a special way, oh my God, everyone who prays and supports this ministry, and to bless them also. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we praise your holy name. And we ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you have anything else, Minister Emmanuel?
Amen. God bless you. Amen, woman of God. We appreciate you and we love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for, amen, drafting you into, amen, the family of PNN. Amen. God bless you. And people, God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, Lord said the same, at 9 p.m. Amen. We want you to come back, bring a friend with you, bring somebody with you so that they can too, amen, can hear the word of God and be blessed. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Blessings. Amen. Say yes to the will of God. This prayer we pray for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.